Chapter. We'll begin our study there. 2 Peter chapter 1. Good to see each of you tonight with your Bibles ready to study. 2 Peter chapter 1, and look with me if you will at verse 1. Simon Peter, a bondservant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to those who've obtained like precious faith with us by the righteousness of our God and Savior Jesus Christ. Last Lord's Day evening, when I proclaimed the Word of God to you, we talked about the precious Christ from Peter's first epistle. And we brought out the fact that Christ is precious because He is the foundation upon which we build our lives, that He is the Redeemer and Savior. And we brought out that Peter said that He indeed is precious. Now, this Lord's Day evening, I want us to look at the second thing that Peter identified as precious. This morning we made mention of the fact that God's people are precious in His sight, and we even brought out one of the reasons is because of faith. And this evening I want to talk to you about precious faith. And I want to identify several reasons that faith can be called precious. The first thing I want to do is to have you take your Bible and look in the Roman letter and the 10th chapter. When the Apostle Peter was writing, he said, faith is precious. Now, why is faith precious? And Paul will tell us first how we come to have faith. If you have your Bible in the Roman letter and the 10th chapter, in about verse 17, if you take note, Paul, when he is writing, tells us how we come to have faith. Paul says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I recognize tonight that if I'm going to have faith, it's going to come from my study of God's Word, that I must understand God's will for my life and understand who God is through how He's revealed Himself. If you have your New Testament in the book of Matthew in the 7th chapter, you remember that when Jesus finished His sermon that is called the Sermon on the Mount, that the people, when they had heard the sayings of Jesus, in verse 28, were astonished at His teaching. Then in verse 29, if you notice, the Scripture says, for He taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. So when I look at Jesus, I recognize His teaching is that with all authority. In Matthew 28, in verse 17, beginning verse 18, Jesus said, all authority has been given unto me. So tonight I recognize faith is based upon the Word of God. Faith is based upon the precious Word. And when I read my Bible, I recognize that I can come to an understanding of who God is and what God's will is for my life. Faith is putting into practice what God has revealed to me. One simple way to look at faith is to remember the ABCs of faith. ABCs of faith tells me that faith is an action based upon a belief sustained by confidence. So I only not believe something, I act upon something, and I continue to put my confidence in what the God of heaven has revealed to me. So when I think of the ABCs of faith, I recognize it is a belief that is based upon that I've got an action based upon a belief sustained by confidence. But then if you take your Bible, I'd like you to go back to 1 Peter 1 and 2 Peter 1. And in 2 Peter 1, look again at what he said. To those who have obtained like precious faith. Here he's talking to people from different backgrounds. Some had been Gentiles and some had been Jews, but now they're one in Christ. They had come to the same faith. And notice, he said, it is a like precious faith. So the first reason tonight that I can put down that faith is precious is because it is based upon God's precious Word. The second thing I recognize tonight is that faith is precious because of who the faith is in. Do you recognize tonight your faith should not be in the Church of Christ? And do you recognize tonight your faith should not be in the preacher? And tonight your faith should not be in any man. Our faith is in Jesus the Christ. Our faith is in who He is and what He's done. Now, do not misunderstand me. Do not misrepresent me. The church is precious because the church is blood-bought people who belong to Christ. But our faith, that is to be the like precious faith, is in the one who purchased the church. Our faith is in the builder of the church. It's in Christ Jesus. He is the precious Christ, as we brought out last Lord's Day evening. But then I want you to think about a third thing. You want to know a third reason faith is precious? Faith is precious because of its benefits. Have you ever just taken your Bible and thought about what benefits are associated with faith? Open your Bible tonight, if you would, most kindly, to the Roman letter and the fifth chapter. And when you come to the Roman letter and the fifth chapter, look at what the Apostle Paul had to say, beginning at verse 6. He said in verse 6, "For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrated His own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him." Now look at that. We've been justified by what? His blood. But don't stop there. Go back up to verse 1. In Romans 5, 1, look at what else we've been justified by. Not just the blood, but by faith. In verse 1, "Therefore, having been justified by faith." Faith in what? Who Jesus is, what Jesus has done, and the fact that He is now reigning at the right hand of God. My faith is not in a dead Jesus, but in a risen Savior. It's in the fact that Jesus died on Calvary's tree, but is buried, and now has ascended back to the right hand of God. And He said in Romans 5 and verse 1, "We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access," now watch it, "by faith into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Now, many people look at Ephesians 2, and you remember Ephesians 2 says we're saved by grace through what? Faith. Faith justifies. Faith is that which causes me to take a step of obedience and not only believe what God says, but do what God says. And not only do I believe and do, I'm sustained in my life by His Word and His promises. Look, if you will, in the Roman letter and the third chapter. In the Roman letter and the third chapter. Notice with me, if you will, what Paul had to say in about verse 24. He said, "Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." Justification is a benefit of faith. It is access into the grace of God. Let me say to you tonight, with all kindness and yet candor, one will not ever access the grace of God if one does not put his faith in the Word of God. One will be eliminated from God's grace unless one believes and obeys God's divine Word. So tonight I recognize this much. I recognize that faith is that which justifies. Grace is God pardoning, but that pardon is conditional upon my faith. But then that brings up a second thought. Not only does God's Word justify, and not only does my faith justify in His Word, but also understand faith sanctifies. Now someone might say, "Preacher, what does sanctify mean?" Sanctify means set apart. Sanctified means I live a holy life. That doesn't mean I don't live in the world, but it means I don't live of the world. It means that my life is different than the world's. That people can look at me and say, "There's something different." Now, I know many times they look at me and say there's something different because they're looking at my suits, as Jackie will tell you. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the manner of life in which we live. If you have your Bible, notice, if you will, in the book of John and the 17th chapter. In the book of John and the 17th chapter, if you will, notice Jesus' prayer. When Jesus was praying to the Father before He went to Calvary's cross, He makes a statement in verse 16. Notice He said, "They are not of the world." He's talking about the apostles, but not only that, if you read down further, He's going to be praying for all believers. But here in particular, the apostles and further all believers, He says, "They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world." Do you recognize tonight that is also applicable to us? We're not to be of the world. Then look at verse 17. Sanctify them by your truth. Oh, what's that word, sanctify? Set apart. Your word is truth. Just a moment ago, we said faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Now, Jesus says we are sanctified by truth. By the word of God, we're set apart. We live different. If you take your Bible, I'd like for you to look in 1 Corinthians in the 6th chapter. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, you'll remember Brother Brantley mentioned this the other night. In 1 Corinthians 6, after Paul had given the list of those who would not inherit the kingdom of God, to save some time, look down at verse 11. In verse 11, he said, "And such were some of you." Now watch it. "But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were what? Justified. In the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." You recognize tonight that faith not only justifies, faith sanctifies. I'm not going to live like the world if I have my faith in God. And may I say to you tonight, we can tell if our faith is in God by the way that we live. Can I tell you tonight that if we live contrary to God's will, then I can't say that I believe His Word. You ever thought one of the great insults to God would be say, "I believe in God, but I don't believe His Word"? And that's how a lot of people live. They want to believe in God to a degree, but they don't follow His Word. That's not faith. I'll tell you, faith is being led by the Spirit of God, obeying the will of God, doing the will of God, being justified by that faith, and being sanctified by that faith. But then I want to tell you a third benefit of faith. And why faith is so precious? Because it makes us a child of God. Open your Bible to the Galatian letter and the third chapter. In the Galatian letter and the third chapter, look at what the writer Paul had to say in verse 26. In Galatians 3:26, he said, "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus." Do you recognize tonight that you cannot be a child of God unless you have faith? Unless you're willing to put your belief in what God has said, act upon it, and be sustained by it. Tonight, you cannot be a child of God unless we do what God has told us to do. So tonight, I recognize faith is precious. I recognize it's precious because of who it's in and because of the benefits one receives. But there's another thought I want to bring to your mind. I want you to recognize that faith is precious because, as we mentioned this morning, faith is rare. There are so few that have it. You want to know how few have it? Open your Bible to the book of Matthew in the 7th chapter. In the book of Matthew in the 7th chapter, when Jesus is speaking in verse 13, Jesus said, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it." You know, sometimes we follow the crowd because we think the crowd knows where they're going. He said they're going the wrong way. But notice verse 14. "Narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life." Watch it. "And there are few who find it." Look at that word, few. Have you ever thought that he says faith is rare? There are few that are going to believe and obey and be sustained by God's Word. So tonight I recognize faith is precious because I recognize a lot of people don't have any faith. I recognize a lot of people don't act upon what they say they believe. And thus they're not children of God. They've not been sanctified and they've not been justified. But that brings up another thought. Have you ever thought that faith is precious because of the influence it can have on others? Do you recognize tonight that some people, the only sermon they'll ever hear is what they see in you? Oh, you could tell them my preacher will come talk to you. They don't want to talk to your preacher. Many times what they want to do is see how your faith affects you. And if you're living your faith, they'll see it. We've got some here at Eastside that in just the year I've been here, well, almost a year, I've watched them and I'll tell you one thing I recognize. They are very effective in leading people to Christ because they live their faith. And I want to tell you, that will have an effect on a lot more people. when I live and I sustain my faith and do what God has said, others are going to take notice of it. Open your Bible, if you will, to the book of Philippians in the second chapter. Many times we quote Matthew chapter 6, or Matthew chapter 5 in about verse 14 through 16, where he said, "Let your light so shine that men may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." But notice in Philippians 2 what he says in verse 15, "that you may become blameless and harmless children of God." Now, you can only become that by faith. Now, notice that without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast the word of life, so that I may rejoice in the day of Christ that I have not run in vain or labored in vain. In this perverse and dark and crooked generation, you know what people need? Light. And they don't just need it from a pulpit. They need to see it day in and day out through the lives we live. You want to know tonight why local churches aren't growing in many places? We can blame the preacher, that's fine. We can blame the Bible class program, that's fine. But I want to tell you in love and humility, one reason a lot of them aren't growing, the members aren't shining. They're not letting their light shine in the dark world. And people don't see any difference between people who claim to be religious and people of the world. They need to see a distinction. Salt is distinct. We're called to be salt. We're called to be light. And if our faith is what it's supposed to be, it'll be precious to us. And people will be influenced by it. I'm not saying they all will be. I'm not saying that it'll convert everyone. But I'll tell you tonight, my beloved friend, what it will do, it will give people hope. I was listening to something today, and it struck me what this man said. This man was talking, and they asked him about the culture in which we live. And they said, "Do you ever get discouraged?" He said, "Yes." He said, "But excess ultimately, eventually turns it on itself, and people will get tired and it'll die." And he said, "That's where my hope is." I appreciate that, because sometimes that's true. But I'll tell you where my hope is. My hope's in Christ. And that people who still love the truth will shine. And that we'll talk to our children and our grandchildren and our loved ones. Now, I'm not saying all of them will obey, but I'll tell you what we can do. We can show them why our faith is precious to us. Ever thought, why is it precious to you? So tonight I raise this question. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in His Word? Is your faith precious to you? Do you feel close to those who have a like precious faith? I thought about how God's people are so precious. I don't know where I'd be if it wouldn't be for my church family. I don't know where I'd be if it weren't for brothers and sisters in Christ who've helped edify me and go with me through some of the dark times in life. And I'll tell you what means so much is they have a like precious faith. What can an unbeliever tell me when I stand at the grave that will give me any encouragement? Your loved one's dead, what can they say? They don't believe in anything. There's no hope there. But those who have like precious faith can put their arm around you and say, "We don't sorrow as others." And I want to tell you, my friend, that means a lot. I don't know if that means anything to you, but that sure means a lot to me. To have people who have great faith in our great God. And I'll tell you what else faith will do. It'll draw us closer to God. I want to raise this question. Is your faith precious? And are you living it so it can become precious to someone else? You're here tonight and you're not a child of God. You need to put your faith in God's Word. Be obedient. You need to be baptized for your sins and then be washed and then become right with God as together we stand.